Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, hope you're having a great night. Hey, I want to bring a quick message to you. You know, we have articles on this, but it came up just the other day with a young man who emailed me. We were talking about the things of God. Modest What is the name of this audio. And I want to talk about this. You know, the word modest comes up in the King James Bible. 1 Timothy 2, verse 9. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefastness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. So let's talk about this. People always contact us and they bring up clothing and they say, well, we dress modest. Well, let's talk about that. When people say in this culture, modest, well, what does that mean? What does that word mean? Some people say a one-piece skin-tight swimsuit is more modest than a bikini. Other people say, well, you know, jeans that are tight are more modest than skin-tight yoga pants. Well, this is the culture standard of modesty, always changing. Pornography was a woman showing her calf around the turn of the century in the 1900s. The culture is ever changing. What is God's standard? This is what I want to talk to you about quickly. If you don't study Greek root words and Hebrew root words as you're studying, you're making a big mistake, and this is where one area, modesty, it really shows. The word modest is kosmios in Greek, okay? And here's what it means. It means orderly, well-arranged, and seemly. All right, now, if you just stop there and you say, well, I dress modest. Okay, let's talk about that. So believers that just use the word modest alone to guide their clothing choices, well, this means that they're at the mercy of the culture, fashions, and the world's standards, because modesty is ever-changing. And modern pastors are afraid to take on biblical dress because it'll clear out their pews, because everyone in the world is awash in fashion, pride, and vanity. So think about that, modest. So the word modest means orderly and well-arranged. So you could have an orderly, well-arranged pair of surfing shorts. Is that modest? Is that godly? I should say, is that biblical? How about you could have a orderly, well-arranged skirt that goes well above your knee? Would that be godly, holy? No. See, there's no way that you're going to meet God's dress standards biblically if you just use the word modest. Everyone does it, I think, because it's easy. It gives them great leeway, but it's not honoring to God. Here's the key. Why don't you look at the word right after modest? I just read it to you in 1 Timothy 2, verse 9. It means, the word is apparel, right? So the Bible says, dress in modest apparel. In the Greek, the word apparel means katastole. Hey, you know what a katastole is? It means a letting down, a garment, a dress. So, to be biblical, ladies, if you read the scriptures correctly and rightly divide it for truth, you should be wearing orderly dress or robe. And of course, we know unadorned, 1 Peter 3 and 1 Timothy 2 talk about not costly array and be unadorned. So it should be plain. So we put the word modest with apparel. It means you should be wearing an orderly, well-arranged dress. And we know it means letting down, so it would be a long dress. All right? Isn't that interesting? When you put those two words together and you just don't use the word modest. Now, we also know that ladies, biblical ladies, are to cover their heads, and saints don't wear makeup, tattoos, and jewelry. So this gives us a standard from God's word to cover our temple. So I encourage you ladies, look at the word modest. Look at the Greek. Look at the word right after it. Then even look at what the so-called body of Christ wore for about 1900 years until fashion took over and seeker-sensitive movements took over and people began to let down their standards. Feminism took over in the last 100, 150 years. Now, men, you're not off the hook here. Because I had the same young man say, well, I wear modest clothing, he says. And he started telling me what his modest clothing was. Well, no, you're not off the hook, because 1 Peter 5 says we're to be the example, right? So we're to be leaders. We're to be the example to women and children and everyone around us. And go back to Genesis 3:21. God put all of mankind in tunics and robes. I have a whole article on that under men's dress. Look it up. I tie Jesus' blood right to our clothing. So no, man, you can't walk around in modest clothing, which is a nice shirt and jeans or a tucked in shirt and pants. No, God put mankind in tunics. And in order for us to do what God called us to do, we have to wear clothing that hides our form. So men, women, if you wear any clothing that shows off your curves, shows off your form, you're supposed to wear loose, unadorned, modest, we just talked about what that word really means, catastole or tunic. That's what it means. And basically it covers up your butt and your crotch so people aren't seeing that other than your spouse. All right. Now, I just want to be clear as we recap this. Just to use the word modest, it misses the whole intent on the passage God gave us and the passages God gives us for dress. The culture perverts this thing, this standard of dress and garments, more and more and more. You get washed right into the cesspool with it. Someday I'm convinced. Well, let me tell you a quick story. We were witnessing in a town in Colorado, and a man told me, yeah, did you know they passed a law? It's legal for any girl over the age of 12 to walk around topless. We didn't know this. Fortunately, we didn't see any of that. He said it happens mostly at night, and we don't witness at night. Yeah, so the culture is ever more going down the tubes. So if you follow their standard of modesty, you are going to be deceived. So folks, if you love God, if you're born of God by the gospel, faith in Christ, his shed blood and repentance, being made new by his spirit, you're striving in holiness and obedience and enduring in the faith, you need to study to be approved. 2 Timothy 2:15. Always use the root words, Greek and Hebrew, for deeper meaning. That'll help guide you. And ask God for discernment and wisdom. Oh, I see so many people lacking that. Seek God for wisdom and discernment. Jesus says the Spirit will teach you all things in John 16. Seek that, will you? Last thing I want to tell you, because I love you and care about you. If you desire holiness and purity, always fall on the side of goodness, God, and being blameless. If you always fall on that side of the culture and man-made standards in your flesh, you're going to fall. What side are you always falling on? So when it comes to dress, are you dressing a little bit more provocative, or are you dressing, I'm really going to cover myself the way God calls me to? And we've learned that that's been such a blessing. It's helped us to be holy and set apart. It helps us walk in our faith. It helps people to see that we're Christians and they come and we witness to them. How are you doing at that? Studying the Word of God, rightly dividing it, and then walking in it. Don't be deceived by modesty. Make sure that you're wearing modest catastole and tunics or robes to cover your form as God ordained. Hey, this is Brother Jim. We love you all. We are on the gospel road. We are in Texas preaching the gospel, working our way south, and then probably west, it looks like, headed to the southwest of America this winter to preach outside. Go to our teaching blog every day, pouring out articles, audios, sisters blogs to help you in the faith. Shoot us an email. We love to hear from other saints to encourage them, and they greatly encourage us. We love you all. Till next time, if God lets me come to you, what a glorious God we have. May God be praised.